Well, that wonderful time of year is fast approaching, that time that gets us through the winter and also makes us all feel good and charitable. And one fantastic local charity that really appreciates this is the Douglas Macmillan Hospice, better known as the Dougie Mac. And today I'm speaking to Nikki, Esther and Angie, who are three of the fundraising team, about the festive ways that you can support the Dougie Mac this Christmas. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Are we all feeling festive?
We are.
Well, you did that all in unison. Wow, that was fantastic. And there are, of course, many ways in which people can support the Dougie Mac all year round. Many of them are fun, but this time of year, you make it festive as well. So, Nikki, come to you first. Most of us love dressing up, so tell us how we can dress up and help the Dougie Mac.
So we are doing our Christmas Jumper Day campaign again. So it was a really easy one. You wear a festive knit, donate to Dougie Mac. You can do this at work, if you work from home, at schools, or you can just get your family and friends involved. So really, really easy. Christmas jumper, donate to Dougie Mac.
Brilliant. We all love a Christmas jumper, and nowadays, most of us have got at least one to choose from, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And our shops are selling Christmas jumpers from Saturday the 1st of November. So if you don't have one or you want a new-to-you one, you can go to our shop and get one.
That's brilliant. Now, coming to Esther, you have something a little more active to tell us about.
I do indeed, Jane. So very excited to announce that we're launching, well, we've launched a brand new event, which is our Santa Dash, which is a fun run. You can either choose to run, walk, skip, hop, whatever you like, a 5K or a 2K around Hanley Park on the 6th of December.
In reality, the Santa Dash and your Christmas jumper is the way forward, I would say.
Absolutely. Also, when you register to take part in the Santa Dash, you get a free Santa suit when you sign up, so it's absolutely worth doing. There'll be festive face painting, lots of festive music, hot food and drinks. It'll be a brilliant, brilliant day out.
It sounds fantastic. Angie, coming to you. You want to tell us about something that might sound a little bit previous, even a bit depressing at this early stage, but the decision on whether or not to have a real Christmas tree can depend on many things, including what will I do with it after Christmas. So, Angie, help us make that decision.
Well, that's a really easy decision. Have a real Christmas tree, make a donation to Dougie Mac, and along with our wonderful business volunteers, we'll come and collect your tree from your front door and recycle it for you. So if that sways you to make your decision, then please buy a real one.
That is a really good reason that people should go out and get a real tree this year. Well, thank you so much for speaking to me today and letting us know about these festive ways to raise funds for the Dougie Mac. So where can we find more details about all the things we've spoken about today?
Find more information on our website, so it's dougiemac.org.uk /events.
And there are lots more ways to get involved as well, aren't there, on that website?
Yeah, we have various other activities going on over the Christmas period. So we've got our Light Up Alive ceremony in December. We've got our annual Christmas raffle. We also have an online gift guide where you can buy bespoke presents for people, and you can buy your Christmas cards from our shops.
Fantastic. Well, Nikki, Esther and Angie, good luck with it all, and let's make this Christmas extra special.
Thanks, everyone.